at ATIA 2010. This is Michael Loff, and I caught up with Elliot Pludwinski,
right,
with a company called Judy Lynn Software.
Right.
And this is, for cognitive development? I guess you said 9 months to 5 years?
Right. It's cognitive level from 9 months to 5 years. We have switch software. We also have for a touch window. And we have some very, very basic cause and effect programs. We also have matching programs, sequencing programs, story builder programs, 18 different programs in total.
Okay, so a couple questions. A, who is Judy Lynn?
Judy's my daughter. She's now 21 years old. I started writing the software for her when she was about 3 or 4 because we couldn't find any software for the IBM PC at the time that would be for her level. So I developed an interface with a switch and started from there.
Okay, so you said 18 different types of software, so I guess you're covering a variety of different either limitations. Is it strictly motor skills, or do you get into augmentative communications?
It's mostly motor skills. You know, like for a child who can't use a coloring book, then on screen they can control a paint program. Well, basically they'll pick the color and it'll automatically color that part of the picture. But they always have input as to, like, for example, what color to choose when they color the picture. When it comes to our sequencing programs, this is for a bit older, where they can basically sequence a task, like for example throwing out the garbage. First they have to open the lid, then throw in the garbage, and then close the lid. And then we have a video showing it, and then afterwards they actually have to sequence the task to do it.
Okay, is there any audio to this? Any voice prompting?
Yeah, there's always voice prompts to remind them to press the switch if after a certain amount of time lapses and they haven't pressed the switch, and that can be set by the teacher. There's also a visual prompt appearing on the screen. That's usually a switch itself mimicking the input device that they're using.
So what does it do, some kind of assessment, or you just go into different based on need? The teacher assesses the need and then picks which of the 18 software elements is best to assist?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the software is not, you know, usually 2 or 3 programs would be applicable towards a student. Because of its wide, level, of cognitive age that it covers, you would select that program accordingly. And a lot of the programs have statistics in them where they can automatically look at it on a spreadsheet to monitor the child's progress.
Okay, so a lot of the breakdown is age-based, and then you can do initial skills, and they can evolve, and the spreadsheet kind of tracks where they are.
Right, exactly.
Okay, very good. Why don't you give contact information so folks can pursue this further?
Sure. All right, the contact information is, name of the company is Judy Lynn Software, and all of our contact information can be found online at www.judylynn.com. That's JudyLynn.com.
Okay, and give a phone number if folks would like to call your company.
Sure, 732-390-8845.
Okay, where are you based from?
East Brunswick, New Jersey.
Okay, very good. Well, Elliot, thanks for taking a few minutes. We wish you success. I find it interesting that you wrote this software yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm a programmer. That's what I learned in college, and I enjoy writing software, especially like animation-type software. And I saw that Judy really responded to it. So, I wrote the software, and I made sure to put in exaggerated sound effects to keep her attention all the time, which is very important.
Is there anything you can play here real quick? You're going to let us hear?
Sure. Let's take, for example, a cause and effect program called, let's see, let's take cause and effect amusement park. I'm just loading the software now.
Okay.
Knock over the cans and win a prize.
So here we had a softball knocking over a bunch of cans, The softball, as it's going across the screen, is actually has the sound effects of an F-15 fighter jet in order to keep the child's attention.
Very good. So we'll leave it at that, but there's a lot of audio and video animation, so it stimulates all of their senses.
Yes, it does, and it keeps their attention for quite a while.
Well, very good. Thanks a lot, Elliot.
Thank you.
From ATIA 2010 for Cerro Talk and SamNet Radio, this is Michael Loft.